Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Michael C. Views from the Trap, Two Ears, One Mouth. Back at you again with another episode. This one's a little different, you know? I'm outside riding my bike, and I'm on my bike as I'm talking right now to y'all. So if you hear me breathing a little heavy or wind, then you know what it is. This episode is about freedom. Freedom. Freeing your mind, freeing your body, freeing your soul with your art, whatever it is that your art is. Being creative, letting your imagination run wild, no expectations, not trying to please anybody but yourself, and that's it, you know? I use my photography to just run wild, man, just express myself. Like I said in a podcast before, people should see my photography and know or get an idea of who I am through my photography. You know what I'm saying? The shackles that these labels, these industries will put on you, it would stifle your creativity, man. You start thinking that, yo, I got to start creating it this way so I can grab an audience or, you know, obtain money. And then it takes away from the creativity. You know, I'm learning that as I'm running Views from the Trap myself, doing the podcast, doing the photography, linking up with people, you know, the bookings that I do get, the bookings that I do take, I should say, you know, doing this all on my own, at times it takes away from the creativity. You know what I mean? It makes it sometimes not fun because now I got to focus on a business aspect of Views from the Trap. And now I see the importance of having a team. You know, somebody does this, somebody does that, and the artist is left to just be creative, and that's when the best art comes from. You know what I'm saying? So the aspect of being able to just free your mind to create is so important, man. It's so important, you know? And this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to say it. I get why people in jail are so creative. It's because their mind and their imagination is free. You know, the obstacles of paying bills and worrying about this, it's all taken away. It's stripped from you. So the only thing that you're left with is your creativity and your imagination. So I'm not saying go to jail, do a bid, do some crimes. I'm saying mentally put your mind in the box. And when I say the box, I mean the box in jail. Mentally put your mind there. Put your mind in jail. Take away all the restrictions that have us as life, you know what I'm saying, that we have as life, and get to straight creating. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what helps. That's what helps me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really think about, how can I fucking turn up? How can I get these people to be like, what the fuck did Mike just do with this photo? You know what I mean? And that's my freedom. That's where I live. You know what I'm saying? They can trap your body, but they can't trap your mind. And that's a real fucking thing, man. And that's, if you apply that to your art, to your creativity, man, shit is endless, bro. The shit is really fucking endless, man. I live every fucking day to try to create something that my mind has created freely. You know, if I listen to everybody that told me, yo, you should shoot this or do this, or, you know what I mean, you gain more followers by doing this, that's stifling my creativity. That's exactly what that's doing. And I don't like that shit, man. I've been in jail before, and I've known, like, I used to rap, right? So I've written some of my best raps being locked up. Like, I was nice in jail, and people think that, you know, I was nice on the streets. I was nice in jail. Like, I used to spit, and it was because I was able to just have my mind just focused on just imagining things, imagining places. It's sad that it took for me to be there to obtain that, but I'm learning that now that I'm a grown man on these streets, because I was locked up as a kid, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't no knucklehead, but yeah, I'm learning this now that, you know what I mean, how to go on bike rides like what I'm doing right now and go on walks and even the podcast. It allows me to express my freedom. So you have to find what it is that's your thing, your niche, and allow that to help you escape. You know, I know there's a lot of temptations out here. There's women, there's cars, there's jewelry, there's money, there's Instagram, there's, you know what I mean, other followers, other creators that you may follow that's lit. And all that can stifle your freedom, your creativity. You may need to subtract yourself from people, subtract yourself from Instagram, subtract yourself from whatever it is that makes you question yourself. You may have to take your time away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like just taking yourself away from things for at least an hour and just to hit the restart button on your life. And it helps, man. It really does help, man. You know, sometimes being around people helps as well, too. You know what I mean? Being around other creatives may help you, because that also works for me too. Like if I'm around other creatives and I hear their stories and I hear and I see what's going on with them, it may inspire me too. It's all on the individual, you know what I'm saying? It's all on, I'm not going to say what I do may work for you, but it's an option, you know what I'm saying? And you should try it, because and it all depends on what you define as success and what are you trying to gain. You know what I'm saying? There's photographers out there that's trying to gain money. You know what I'm saying? They just, yo, I'm trying to get some bread. And I feel that. You know what I mean? So their mind doesn't have to be as free. It's just like, yo, who want to shoot with me? Pay me this and pay me that. But when you're an artist, like I call myself, and I try to reenact life through my photography, yeah, you may have to step back and take your time to think about what's going on around you, alone too, you know? I'm just trying to navigate my way through this life with my art the best way, because like I always say, I will be known for what I do with that camera. You know what I mean? That will be my story. That will be like, yo, this is what he left on this earth. So hopefully you guys can find what it is that you want to be remembered for and loved for and embrace it. Do it like that's all you have. Put your all into it. Put your life into it. Put a piece of you into it. You know what I mean? And people will respect it. And if it's good enough, it'll reach places that you would never thought. Man, I'm riding my bike right now, so, you know, I want to enjoy this time alone too, but I just wanted to hit y'all up and speak to y'all and let y'all know, man, focus on your freedom. Free your dome. That's most important. I'm Michael C. This is Views from the Trap, 2 Ears, 1 Mouth. Peace.
Views from the Trap.